and you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. And I'm Rob Artigo, guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn. I'm a writer and entrepreneur in California. Happy to be back again, Ray.
Thanks again, Rob. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, CEOs, business leaders, and politicians, I guess politicians can't really help it because they're involved in politics all the time. But I guess maybe more from a business standpoint, people have been known to wade into controversial waters now and again, and sometimes it has led to disaster or embarrassment at best. So if you find yourself at odds with your boss, if you're an employee and you find yourself at odds with your boss for any reason, and it could be because the person was caught having some unethical practices, and we'll talk about Wells Fargo's situation, or somebody who is caught having an affair with an employee, that kind of thing, should you just stand up and, as a matter of protest, just quit the company and say, I don't want to be part of this person's business anymore?
We have to be careful, Rob, because you're innocent until proven guilty. And so a lot of accusations are made about a person, depending upon kind of where your stance is. For example, Intel's CEO, recent CEO, was having an affair with an employee. Now, that's against company policy. But I doubt seriously that his managers, well, I shouldn't say doubt seriously. It'd be hard to believe that his managers care less about who he's sleeping with. Now, the company did because it was against company policy. So it depends upon what the leader or your cohort is doing. If you're being sexually harassed as an employee, then certainly, you have the right to leave and find another job, or even to turn that individual in. So it depends upon how it affects you as an individual.
Right. I suppose you could have the fact that the CEO may have some personal problems and some other things that kind of conflict with who you are as a person, but if the culture of the company is okay, and that guy's going to go away anyway, you probably wouldn't want to put yourself out there anyway. Just do your job till that part of the storm passes, and then keep on doing what you're doing for the company.
Well, I mean, let's take Apple, for example. Tim Cook has been, vocal about his sexual preference. And yet that's probably one of the largest companies in the world, at least market cap wise. And so they have thousands and thousands of employees. I don't see anybody quitting over the fact that he's considered as an alternate view on his sexual preference. But, if you as an individual are highly against it and you don't like it, and your CEO says, well, that's your choice, this is my choice, then if that bothers you, obviously you leave. I know of a company where the CEO called meetings at 2:00 in the morning, and he was highly inebriated, and it was irritating the managers that had to appear at the meeting. And so I know some of them personally that just said, I'm not going to take it anymore. And they quit because he literally slept in his office. He didn't have much of a home life, I guess. So he would call meetings at any time of day. And he was inebriated. And of course, being inebriated, he was obnoxious. And they decided to leave. Somebody else may commit perjury or some other thing like that. Recently, we heard on the news that a congressman was being prosecuted for insider trading. Now, I don't know how that affects the employees. Of course, he's innocent until proven guilty. But, again, depends upon where your stance is. And if you don't mind working for a person with an alternate political view, my secretary had a different political view than I did, but we got along perfectly well. And yet, Others may not. I mean, so if you drag politics into work, you're liable to upset some of your employees. And as a result, they may end up leaving.
Well, you could remember the massive Enron disaster. I mean, it seemed like the whole corporation was just a ripoff machine. It seems to me that if you find yourself in a situation, and gosh, I hate to pick on Wells Fargo too, but you know, Wells Fargo is doing a lot of damage control right now because of the problems they had. But if you're working for that company and you realize it's happening, if the company you're working for doesn't meet up to your personal ethical standards, then you should walk.
Well, it depends, you know. You know, I know CEOs who, you know, swear a lot and who have, you know, not very kind to people, and yet the people still work for them. If however, you can't tolerate that, then certainly you should leave. So, you know, it's all depends upon how that person's actions affect you as an individual. If you're being harassed, then certainly leave. If your boss has a big drinking problem and that doesn't bother you, then stay. If it does bother you, then leave. So I don't think you should just terminate because you and your boss have a different view on drinking or smoking or whatever.
Well, Ray, thank you very much for another great discussion. You can visit toughthingsfirst.com. You can find out more about the book at toughthingsfirst.com. And Ray's new book, The Zen of Zen, is out there right now. Thank you again, Ray.
Thanks, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.